My name is Fionnuala O'Toole. I was diagnosed with breast cancer last March, and I had a lumpectomy and a lymph node removal last May. And I've also had 6 rounds of chemotherapy and 20 radiotherapy sessions as well. One Sunday evening, I was sitting on the sofa and I felt a hard lump on my left breast. And I said it to the husband, I think that's very unusual. I thought it was maybe hormonal or something. So I went to the doctor the following day and she sent me up to Vincent's 10 days later. Then I got an appointment and they did a mammogram, an ultrasound and a biopsy. And then I was told then a week later that I had breast cancer and I needed the lump removed and the lymph nodes removed from under my left arm as well. Well, the worst thing was it was during COVID, so I couldn't have anyone with me. So the first day I went up, I went to see a consultant and he just told me that there was a suspicious lump there. And then a week later, then my husband came up and they told us then, and it was a bit easier. But a lot of the appointments I'd had were on my own because of COVID. And that was really tough because you'd no support there. You've no one there to hold your hand or give you a hug or anything like that. It was really tough now, I have to say. And then just trying to ring people and, you know, tell them things and, you know, my parents and my husband and stuff like that. And you don't want to be telling them bad news over the phone, especially for just mum and dad. Like, you know, it's not easy. Like, and then my mother-in-law and father-in-law have been very good as well and stuff. And I have not two little boys, but Jack is 16 and Jamie's 13. So it's tough on them as well. The last treatment I had was the radiotherapy in the end of November. So like that now, it's just the yearly checkups. So I have my mammogram coming up, which is really important. And I'm on a tamoxifen tablet for 10 years. And then I might need an injection to go along with that. So I'll know the 27th of April about that. All the treatment as such is kind of finished, but it's just that you're on this tablet for a couple of years. It could be 10 to 15 years on it altogether. First, when I got diagnosed, I contacted Bill because I knew he was one of the people in it, and my father-in-law would also be involved in it as well. So he gave me a few booklets and things like that, you know, and always kept in contact with me every couple of weeks to see how I was. And he put me in contact with some other ladies that had breast cancer, which was fantastic. And then I got the lifts up to the radiotherapy every day. So I had 20 days, like, you know, in 4 weeks, and I had a lift up every day with the cancer support, so it was brilliant. Fundraising is the only way for the support group to actually get any money. You know, funding for the diesel going up in the car or, you know, different things like that. And because even the diesel now is really expensive, so they need money for things like that.